After over 20 years of sharing her knowledge on how to live a balanced life while pursuing a spiritual path, Supreme Master Qinghai continues to dedicate her time and effort to uplift and enhance the life of all beings. In recent years, she has written and published 3 animal books: The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, to introduce humankind to the magical world of animals. Supreme Master Qinghai shared that the books she wrote are works of love. Motivated by her unconditional love and overflowing compassion for our planet and all of its inhabitants, Supreme Master Qinghai continues to selflessly accept invitations to share her insights and wisdom on a kinder, nobler, and more loving way of life at gatherings with our association members, symposiums, radio interviews, or via video conference and the like. We now invite you to enjoy part 2 of a 3-part rebroadcast of the live video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai at the premiere of the Spanish edition of The Dogs in My Life in Lima, Peru on September 12, 2009.
Now, we have the pleasure to introduce our next guest speaker, Ms. Pilar Zanelli-Brasesco, a marine biologist and director of the Amazon Shelter. Please put your hands together to give Ms. Brasesco a warm welcome.
Hola, buenas noches. Soy Pilar Zanelli, yo soy bióloga y trabajo con fauna silvestre. Soy directora de la organización Amazon Shelter. Esta organización se funda primero con la idea de apoyar a las entidades que recogen animales silvestres abandonados. Recoger un perro o un gato es un poco más fácil, puedes tratarlo, puedes llevártelo a tu casa tal vez, pero un animal silvestre no, un mono, un tigrillo, un loro. Y ese es un problema, que la gente piensa que la fauna silvestre, los animales silvestres son mascotas, y no son. Ni siquiera una iguana es una mascota. Entonces, uno de los trabajos grandes que tenemos es hacer que la gente entienda lo que es un animal doméstico y lo que es un animal silvestre. ¿Cuántos de aquí han tenido animales silvestres en su casa? Honestamente, yo he tenido, de mascotas. ¿Qué han tenido? ¿Monos? Monos. ¿Qué hicieron con los monos después? ¿Algún otro animal? ¿Iguanas? ¿Cuántos han tenido iguanas? ¿Sapos? Todos estos animales terminan después en zoológicos. Algunos quedan con los supuestos dueños durante tiempo, pero la verdad es que no deberíamos tener contactos con ellos. Ellos deben estar donde tienen que estar, en sus hábitats. Amazon Shelter for Animal and Environmental Protection se funda con este fin, trato de la fauna silvestre. Tenemos en Puerto Maldonado un centro de rescate, un centro de rehabilitación para animales silvestres que recoge solamente la fauna local, porque cuando un animal sale de la selva o del ambiente de donde vive, es muy difícil con el tiempo retornarlo. La mayoría no lo pueden hacer. ¿Por qué? Cojamos el ejemplo de un mono, por ejemplo. Los monos, para tener una cría bebé aquí en la ciudad, primero alguien mató a la madre, al padre, a veces a todo el clan. Son animales huérfanos, mueren a balazos o a palazos. Arrancan la cría y la cría va a comercializarse en los mercados. Vienen a la ciudad de diferentes maneras, en cajas, en tubos de PVC, envueltos en trapos, en maletas, hasta que llegan y alguien los compra. Qué bonito, un mono pequeñito, es precioso, es lindo. Primero, no saben qué darle que comer, empiezan a darle leche de vaca, el animal empieza a tener diarreas, ¿no? ¿Se nos ocurriría darle a un gato un leche de jirafa? No, ¿verdad? Entonces, los animales empiezan a sufrir por ese lado. Muchos mueren de malestares digestivos. Y luego, cuando están en casa, al comienzo, qué bonito, parece un juguete, luego crece, porque su trabajo en la selva es buscar en las hojas, buscar romper, defecar, porque ellos tienen que diseminar semillas, rompen, agarran, buscan. A los 2-3 meses ya no sabes qué hacer con el animal, entonces es cuando acuden a los zoológicos, Parque de las Leyendas o Huachipa ya están repletos, y cuando ya nadie los acepta no saben qué hacer. A nosotros nos llaman casi a diario a decir, hay un mono aquí que no sé qué hacer, que es agresivo, la gente los abandona. Entonces, ese es un problema muy grande. Hay una frase de Gandhi que dice, el valor moral de una cultura se mide en la manera en que ésta trata a los animales. Y muchas veces nosotros no lo tratamos muy bien. Sabio sería este señor que tuvo tiempo para pensar en los animales y relacionarlo con la parte social. Entonces, sabemos, y los psicólogos mejor que yo, de que mucha gente que maltrata a otras personas, incluso son personas que también de niños o incluso de adultos maltratan animales. Está muy relacionada la violencia hacia otra especie, hacia nuestra propia especie también. Y también es cierto que mucha gente que ama y respeta y cuida animales son altruistas y también colaboran con otras personas. Es una relación muy directa. Y eso tiene que ver mucho con la manera en que nosotros recibimos nuestra cultura. A mis padres, por ejemplo, me enseñaron mucho a amar la naturaleza. Yo desde chiquita, en vez de estar jugando con muñecas, le daba de comer a las hormiguitas, a los chanchitos, les rescataba del agua. Fue algo nato, algo que me transmitieron, pero es muy fácil transmitir a un niño el amor a la naturaleza y el respeto. No solo a animales, a plantas también. Entonces, hay un término que describe todo este maltrato que hacemos los humanos, que es el especismo. El especismo es como cualquier otro fanatismo, como el sexismo, el machismo, el racismo. Lo que hacemos los humanos a otras especies es el especismo. Entonces, las manifestaciones son diversas. Tenemos el maltrato en los animales domésticos, una tenencia irresponsable de animales que se reproducen y se reproducen y cuando nos cansamos de ellos o la gente se cansa de ellos, los bota a la calle, gatos y perros. Hay millones de animales abandonados en el mundo. Hay maltrato por la parte de la alimentación y hemos visto la sobreproducción de animales. No podemos mantener un planeta donde crecemos irresponsablemente con los mismos recursos. Es insostenible. Hay maltrato en la manera en que nos vestimos, los accesorios, las pieles, eso en internet, PETA lo ha trabajado muy bien. Hay maltrato en el entretenimiento, las peleas de gallos, las corridas de toros. Queremos que nuestros niños sean y vivan una cultura de paz. Entonces tenemos que tomar conciencia. El cambio para todo esto empieza aquí. El cambio es el trato de otras especies. El cambio climático empieza aquí, en nuestro cerebro. Si cambiamos de actitud, entonces podremos ir más. Nosotros somos partes de un ecosistema y que estamos relacionados y tenemos que estar en armonía con lo demás. El mensaje es este. Tomemos conciencia de nuestras actitudes entre nosotros mismos y de lo que hacemos con otras especies. Seamos sensibles y mirémonos con otros ojos. Gracias.
Thank you, Ms. Brasesco. Next, let's welcome Ms. Vanessa Torres Bustamante, founder of the organization United for the Animal, who will share a few words with us.
Bueno, muchas gracias por la invitación. Un poco para complementar lo que dice Pilar, yo pertenezco a UPU, Unidos por los Animales, que es una asociación que hace 6 años creamos un grupo de personas con los mismos intereses. Al inicio, quiero contar un poco el proceso rápidamente. Empezamos viendo los animales de la calle, lo que todo el mundo ve, los perros y gatos abandonados. Pero luego, adentrándonos en la problemática, vimos que no solamente ellos eran los únicos que sufrían, ¿no? Vimos la parte de espectáculos, ¿no? las corridas de toros, asistimos a protestas. Y se fue abriendo este espectro y vimos cómo el ser humano puede ser a veces tan cruel con los que no son de su misma especie. Y el ser humano se da todos los atributos para considerar a los animales como objetos cuando no debería ser así, ya que ellos sienten y sufren como nosotros y comparten este mundo con nosotros, ¿no? Como UPA, nosotros tenemos varios proyectos. En el tema de animales en la calle, quisiera incidir un poco que es un problema social que nos compete a todos, o sea, no es un tema que las asociaciones tienen que ver o que el municipio tiene que ver o que el Estado es el responsable, o sea, el Estado somos todos. Y con pasos muy simples, como por ejemplo, adoptar animales abandonados, Frida ya dio el ejemplo, o sea, no hay animal más agresivo que el animal adoptado, no discriminarlos por la raza, no comprar animales, ¿no? Un animal que tú compras le está quitando hogar a otro animal que necesita realmente un hogar y está sufriendo. Y los programas de esterilización. La sobrepoblación es tan, pero tan grande que debemos incidir en eso. En otros países ya se ha demostrado que la única solución ética para solucionar el problema de animales de la calle es un programa de esterilización sostenida. Entonces, todos los que tenemos un animal de compañía en casa, por favor, evalúenlo. Ahora hay muchos doctores, hay una red de veterinarios que se están dando cuenta del problema y están haciendo programas con precios muy módicos para esterilizar. Y por último, el vegetarianismo, ¿no? O sea, un tema que sí quiero incidir en esto, que no hay ahorita ninguna asociación que vea así con fuerza este tema y nosotros queremos entrar a eso, es que es la parte de animales de abasto, ¿no? O sea, son los que más sufren, la mayor cantidad de animales que sufren por el tema de la producción, el tema del transporte, el tema de los mataderos, los camales. Uno de los pasos es conseguir que la gente se haga conciencia y se haga vegetariano, vegano. No nos consideramos amantes de los animales, simplemente lo que exigimos es respeto, porque ellos viven en nuestro mundo así como nosotros y no somos quienes para tratarlos, como les decía, como comida, como vestimenta, como objetos de experimentación que hemos visto hace poco, que también, o sea, es otra de las formas crueles de tratar a los animales. Y por último eso, ¿no? O sea, nosotros somos su voz. Las personas que quieran ser activistas o que quieran apoyar más activamente el tema de los animales pueden entrar a las webs de Amazon Shelter, de Unidos por los Animales y de muchas otras organizaciones. Los activistas faltan, voluntarios faltan, hay muchos albergues, hay muchos centros de rescate, hay muchos rubros en donde se pueden apoyar a los animales. O sea, no solamente basta decir me da pena el animal, ¿cómo puedo apoyarlo? O sea, está en manos de todos, ¿no? O sea, nosotros somos su voz, ellos no pueden hablar, pero nosotros somos los que tenemos que hablar por ellos. Gracias.
Thank you very much, Ms. Vanessa Torres Bustamante, for your words.
Ladies and gentlemen, next is our question and answer segment. We are very fortunate and blessed to have the author of the book, The Dogs in My Life, Supreme Master Ching Hai, to answer our questions. Supreme Master Ching Hai is a world-renowned humanitarian, spiritual master, philanthropist, and artist.
We are absolutely thrilled to announce that the book, Dogs in My Life, the Spanish edition, by Supreme Master Ching Hai, has almost reached number one, the bestseller. Supreme Master Ching Hai has more than 20 years experience sharing her wisdom and deep understanding, traveling across the world and bringing her message of love for living a complete life. She continues to dedicate her time and energy to elevate and better the life of all beings. With only her presence, she radiates love everywhere. She is also the author of the two other number one international bestsellers, The Birds in My Life and The Noble Wilds. Let's welcome Supreme Master Ching Hai with a round of applause.
Hello, yes. Master.
Hola. Buenas tardes.
Hola. Hello, Master.
Hello.
Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you, the book team. Thank you, organizer, and to try to promote this book, which will help people to understand more about the animals, especially their domestic pets like dogs. I'm very happy that the book has climbed to the top five, huh?
Master, we feel very happy to see you again. And we feel also very blessed and feel so immensely lucky.
Good, thank you.
You look so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. What can I do for you now? Please tell me.
Master, at this time we would like to begin the question and answer session.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Master. The first question is from Ciprian Gonzalez.
Amada maestra Chinfei, buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Pregunta es la siguiente. Por medio de las escrituras sagradas sabemos que tuvimos la visita de maestros iluminados a nuestro planeta. ¿Cuál de los maestros del pasado nos dejó el más profundo cambio en la conciencia de la humanidad?
Hola, señor González. Wow. That's a very difficult question to answer. I don't want to make the master jealous with each other, no. How can we even compare the great work of these masters? Each one of them is doing something different, but they are all equally great. For example, Jesus Christ has made great influence in the Western society. His teaching and his example, his love, is still influencing our world, especially in the West. And for example, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he has great influence on the Arab countries, the Middle East, etc. And the Buddha has great influence in India society, and then also spread out to China, Vietnam, Burma, Thailand, Cambodia, etc., etc., in the Far East. And most of the Asian country. Confucius also, Lao Tzu, they are doing their great part in uplifting the atmosphere of our planet and giving us a great benefit of moral standard and giving us a clear spiritual direction to follow. So in all different ways, all the masters have blessed our planet in abundance of spiritual wisdom and love. It's just a pity that after the master has returned to Nirvana or heaven, we the humans do tend to deviate from the true teaching of those great masters. That's why we encounter difficulty, such as right now, with the climate warming problem, with the pandemic that kills so many lives and causes sorrow, suffering, and terror to many others, almost the whole population of our planet. So it is not a question, I think, Señor González, that whether one master is greater than the others, or which master has done a better job in uplifting our planet. But the question is whether we, the human race, have followed their teaching to the true spirit of their wisdom. So we as the human race must reconsider again to put the teaching of the great sages of old into practice, such as we must repair ourselves. We must return to our loving, merciful nature. We should restudy again all the spiritual teaching that has been left behind by these spiritual masters. Regardless of which religious order that we join in, whether Sikhism, Hinduism, Jainism, Islam, Christianity, or Buddhism, etc., etc. In fact, there are many so-called religious denomination due to the fact that there are so many masters who have graced our planet. We should feel very honored, lucky, and privileged. But we would feel more privileged, honored, and lucky if we do understand and uphold the teaching of these masters. Please do study your religious scriptures and do try to understand and do try to remember the teaching and put the teaching into practice. Because no matter how much we read the manuals, how long we read the recipes of a cooking dish, we would never be satisfied if we don't cook according to the instruction. So the master teaching has been left behind for us. Now we do have to try to emulate their greatness. Most of the time we study, but we do not practice. For example, Christianity, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill, and do not be among the meat eater and wine drinkers. Not be among them even, not to talk about become one of them, like meat eaters. Okay, these are very simple things, but I think many of us overlooked. And the Buddha also taught us to be vegetarian, not to eat any sentient beings at all, because they are all our relatives and friends, meaning we are all interconnected. Hinduism teaches the same. Jainism teaches the same. Avoid killing of any manner. The teaching of the Prophet Muhammad, also the same. If we truly study their teaching, we will find it. If you don't have time to study all this comparative religion, we have aired them every 2-3 days, different sections of religious teaching of different orders of Christianity, Buddhism, Jainism, Baha'ism, Sikhism, Islam, Jainism, etc., etc. We do have a list of comparative religions for you to remind yourself. Please log on to thesuprememastertelevision.com/scroll. If you don't know where to find, please ask one of our representative center. They will be glad to help you to locate. There is on suprememastertv.com different sections. And we have one for religious orders, different religions, the scriptures. We select them for you to compare the teachings of different masters of the past. And you will see that they all teach the same thing. Despite the different languages, different customs, different nationalities. Because all the religions, true religions, come from God through the instrument, which is the master. So it cannot be different. I have studied all of them, and I know that they're all the same. Please do take time to find out. Thank you, Señor Gonzalez. Very interesting question.
Dear Master, the next question is from Roxana Tello, a secretary. She is not with us here today. The question is, if all beings are God's creation, why is it so difficult to understand each other?
Hola, señorita. Buena pregunta. You see, we have forgotten many of our abilities and qualities. Like telepathy, yes. Like even compassion, like even peacefully coexisting. But we can retain all these qualities for ourselves, or we can regain it, beginning with being veg. This is to rekindle our love. Then others will unfold, others' qualities, others' abilities will unfold from there. As long as we still harm each other and making enemies between us and other human beings or other animate beings, other beings on this planet, the co-inhabitants like animals, then of course we could not talk with each other. Look, we human, we look similar, although sometimes we have different colors in the face. We have different languages. Nevertheless, nowadays we can translate almost all the languages in the world into our own native language. And we still cannot understand each other. The reason, because we build walls between ourselves, because we do not take time to understand each other. We do not take time to study truly our religious heritage or the teaching of the masters in our respective countries. And we also do not practice what they taught us. So now, there is a very simple way to understand each other. First, we should try to understand humans. And then we try to love the animals by not eating them, but to protect them. And then from then, our inner quality, our good quality, we have a chance to blossom again. And then we will understand each other more, and we will understand also other co-inhabitants like animals. Right now, we have all these abilities like telepathy, like understanding each other with our languages. We have great love, we are capable of great wisdom, we are capable of great compassion. But all these qualities are buried under the coarse pressure of other substances which are not made for us. For example, the meat diet, the alcohol, the cigarette, I mean the tobacco in general, and the drug, for example. These substances are not made for human to consume. They will blur our sensitivity to be able to use our finer perception of things. We could not understand each other very well, even sometimes from the same country, and speaking the same languages, having the same custom, having the same religious belief. Yes, all this we can see already through a historical event. There are wars within the same religion. There are wars within the same country. There are disputes, conflict between the same race of people. It is because our noble self has been suppressed, cannot develop, cannot shine through all this gross substance, all this poisonous material that we are taking into our body. The meat, tobacco, drugs, alcohol, these are poison. this really poison, not to our physical body only, but to our mental capability, emotional quality, and psychic ability as well. That is why we cannot communicate with other beings, because our psychic power has also been locked away, separated from our understanding. Even daily, we cannot understand each other. Therefore, sometimes family members having trouble with each other, even though they speak the same language, even though they love each other, but it's difficult to make communication smooth and apparent.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects. Brain damage. Stroke. Heart disease. Liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the U.S., 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period. Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities. Plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion U.S. dollars in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion U.S. dollars globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage.
Organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects, children afflicted by anxiety and depression, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion U.S. dollars in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure. Cancer. Mouth, liver, breast, and colorectal cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence. Additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again on Tuesday for part two of the book premiere of Supreme Master Qinghai's The Dogs in My Life, Spanish edition. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May the providence guide your life in nobility, wisdom, and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.